Okay, everybody. Today we have the extra shiur. Next week we'll probably have this.
Thursday's
like Walmart. Right. I mean, we're flexible. We could, you know. For some weeks I'm going to be going away for chasana, so I won't be back Monday morning. But. So we know we have a shiur today, and then the next shiur is Monday, and we can always decide on Monday when to do it after that. Yeah, we don't have to make the plan forever. Okay. Now we're going back to Basra B'Cholot. Once we got to Nat Barnat, that took us on a tour of Hechsher Kalim. Because it also had the connection. Then back to Moshe B'Cholov, and the Eifrak Pogue games also has to do with Heksha Kalim as well. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yirah Li. That's a funny Lashon. That Lashon usually appears in the Rambam. When the Rambam says a Chiddush, he says Yirah Li. And here it's in the Shulchan Aruch. And this is a very interesting halacha, because what's unique is the Shach is going to point out, and I don't know how many times else in Shulchan Aruch you have this, is this doesn't appear in the Beis Yosef. Because usually everything in the Shulchan Aruch appears in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef has 10 lines, and then he summarizes what he wants to say in one line, two lines. But very rare that something appears in the Shulchan Aruch that is not in the Beis Yosef B'chlal. So, interesting idea. He says, "Rarely shim nosno efer b'mayim chamim shebiyora kolim shenicha gederes b'socha avol pi shashum and dovok behem muter tal yidei efer who knows in time of God." So if you have milchik and fleisha kalim, right? You want to clean them, right? So we said before the machlokas, the Ramban and the Sefer Truma, if they were washed off before and it's only a question of tam, mm-hmm. So then the Ramban says it's okay. You can put it in together in the hot pot. And the Sefer Truma says it's not. But that's if there's no be'en. Here there's be'en. So he says, no problem. Just take some afer, some ashes, and pour it in the water. Pour it in the water, and put it in. And therefore, what's going to be a problem? That something, a piece of the meatball is going to go on the milchik, or a piece of the cheese blintz is going to go on the fleishik. But it's already the be'en is nifkam al yidei the efer. So any time that will go in is no same time lefkab. One could say that a dishwasher also could work that way. But the only problem with a dishwasher is the soap doesn't get released right away. In other words, the whole kapeda of this is that the soap has to be there. The soap has to be there right away. So once the soap is there right away, so then all the food, the fleishiks, the milk is all nifkam, and then and it's good. So that's why people generally don't put fleishiks and milchiks in the dishwasher at the same time, relying on this. Rav Abadi has a chiddush that he feels that the water itself is pogim the food. Again, pogim just has to mean that when it's going to be nosim tam, it's going to be, as Rav Abadi said, not geshmak. So it's not going to be tam l'shvach, tam pogim. And mainly, even though, so therefore he holds mikir din. If Yitzchak Abadi, that is, and there's Rav Maklub Abadi, but that it would be okay, and the fleishik and the milk is at the same time because it's all nifgam. And he said to me once that the only question you could ask on him is from the Sefer HaTrumah, because the Sefer HaTrumah Shita is that you see that he didn't hold like this, but he thought that it's totally in Metzius. Okay, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yirai Ali. And again, it's as the Shach points out, it's interesting that he didn't say this in the Beis Yosef. It doesn't appear in the Beis Yosef. Very rare thing that makes that. We talked about in the Mikvosh yesterday that not everything in the Beis Yosef makes it into the Shulchan. Not everything makes it into the Beis Yosef. I would guess that the Beis Yosef, everything makes it into the Beis Yosef, whatever he had. In other words, made it into the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef was supposed to be an encyclopedic work. An encyclopedic work of everything. And you know, it's fascinating. I was learning, you know, with my Talmidim in the other shiur this year, Hilchas, different things about the Tokef of the Shulchan Aruch, etc. So he writes the fascinating. When he wrote the Beis Yosef, was planning to write it, so he wanted it to be a join to another previous Sefer. So his first choice was the Rambam. He'll have the Rambam in the middle, and then his thing, and then he decided, no, he's going to pick the Torah over the Rambam. And he says, so why did he do that? He says, why do I do that? He says, why did I change my mind? The Rambam would be the normal choice because he's the safer on the halachic work. But he says like this, because the Rambam only says this. The Beis Yosef writes this beferish in his Hakdama to the Beis Yosef. He says because the Rambam gives you only one shita, so now I'm going to have to give all the other shitas. The Torah already gives you two, three shitas sometimes, so then I have to only mimosif maybe one or two more. So this way, it doesn't have to be so verbose, my work. And that's what he writes, why he decided that the Torah is going to be his core, and then he's going to join his thing to the Torah and not to the Rambam. That's what he writes. So here, it's a funny thing, that look in the Shach. Din ze lo nimtza b'shum posek, v'lo shum echad me'achronim hiskiru. Gamma Beis Yosef is here. V'adraba, mashma v'divrei poskim ve'ein shum takana l'hagil kli ben yomo. Oh, you see, we always learn that there are two ways you can be magil keli. Either make sure you have shishim keneged the kli, or wait 24 hours. No. We're talking about on a. You're saying no because no. So slow. So he's saying that the a be'en when it's a be'en that gets in water is like soggy or something like that. I don't know the tam. I don't know if you say it by tam.
There's no
issue
yet.
He only said he was talking about a be'en. That a be'en gets soggy. That's so. Then the tam that would be poilet wouldn't be. But if the whole.
He didn't mean to say from the one about the washing dishes.
Right. The same. No. He meant to say for truma washing dishes. But you're saying that he's saying why would it be a kasha because. He's saying that from the Sefer HaTrumah is talking about only Tam. So if you're saying that, yeah, okay, that's a good point. That's a valid point that you're making. Oh, so so this is the story. So he says, so according to this, this mechaber, you have a new idea here. According to this mechaber, you could be Magil Kalim and you don't have to wait 24 hours. Because you could put an Afer HaPol game in the thing. And then it's already pagam. So you got your 24 hours without having to wait 24 hours. And then you could, and you should know that this is the big discussion in the post-game about modern-day catering in hotels and places like that. Because when you go to your yeshiva dinner, you know, in these fancy hotels in the city. So now it could be that 5 hours before, some Italian community rented out that same place. So there are three approaches. Now you see, in your own home, we always say wait 24 hours. Wait 24 hours. Right? We say wait 24 hours. But if you have an event in the hotel, you can't wait 24 hours because the previous event used it 5 hours before. Okay? So now what are you going to say? Oh, we wait 24 hours, but the event is at 6:30 tonight. It's not tomorrow at 6:30. You know, you don't, in your own home, you have the luxury of putting away this kli for another 24 hours. It's no big deal. So there are three approaches, as my friend Rabbi Yossi Jacobs from the Vaad of Queens has told me. There are three approaches to deal with this problem. One approach, the caterer will just bring his own kalim. And he won't use the kalim of the place. So mamela, he's not going to be machsher anything.
That's the machmir approach.
That's the machmir approach. Just bring your own set of, in other words, the caterer will own his own set of kalim, and then he'll just bring it along. The second approach is the ammonia approach, and that is, you will put ammonia in the water when you're being magil. So then, even though you're not waiting 24 hours, but the tam from the treif will go into the ammonia, get nifkam, and then come back. Even though normally you need to wait 24 hours for that. But that's if you just stop using water. But here, you're using ammonia in the water, so therefore, that's going to be pogim the tam. And now, even without the 24 hours, you get a magic 24 hours based on this concept. And that's another way of caterers, you know, of hechsherim to do that. That's the second approach. The third approach is to say, hey, we can't do that. We can't put the ammonia in, because then it's a shaila whether hagala b'shar mashkin is good. Because once the water is not pure water, it could be a shaila of shar mashkin, as we'll see. And memela by shar mashkin is not, it might not do. So therefore, that approach will therefore, after they do that, the ammonia will then take out the ammonia and do a second win with pure water. So different hechsherim have different policies of how they want to deal with this.
How does that
third way work?
In other words, the third way, we'll have to see. In other words, it'll be say pogam the tam in the kli.
Through hagol, but through just blia.
Right. And we'll see. Not everyone agrees that it could, but it'll be pogam the tam in the kli. And then, when you do your second wind, it'll be a regular hagola. And the tam in the kli is already pogum, and then it'll be okay. But then you won't have a shaila of that you didn't do hagala with pure water.
The first time, are they actually doing the hagala of this water ammonia mixture? Can't they just, you know, like take a bottle of ammonia and just go over the kli or the kalim and then just do the normal hagala? Do they actually have to?
Well, they want to make it in hot, so it'll be nivla.
The ammonia on its own. Can't do that.
Well, if it's just cold, it's not going to get into the tam. So these are different approaches how caterers and hechsher organizations deal with the time constraint of. But this mechaber is very significant for that. So the shach says, "Hey, what's going on here? We never found someone saying such a thing." And then he quotes the Tosas. It's the Tosas here. Take a look on page 4. And I skipped this. I went this one day when we did the shiur on Hanan. There was a Rabbi Kiv Eger that I by mistake didn't say over based on this Tosas, so we're going to say it over now. We have a machlokas. We know the famous machlokas Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam, where you say Hanan b'shari sur. And so Rabbeinu Tam says you do. And then the question is, we said that the Prima Gordon wanted to say maybe it's Rabbeinu Tam Lishitoso, right? That which he holds Tam Kiker is Daraisa, Hetin Nishapech Liosissa. And others, Rav Soloveitchik was a very anti that idea, that he thought that, and the Sefer Binyan Yaakov explains that has nothing to do, that Kanan Bishari Surim is only a Din Darabanan. Tabki Iker is this chatikah itself. That's a din d'oraisa. But Rabbi Akiva Eger wants to bring a raya that maybe Hanan b'shari surim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is a din d'oraisa from this Tosfos. How so? Because Tosfos says l'fi peish Rabbeinu Ephraim v'ale nichma shetziva kosov l'hagel kli midyan. So you have to be magil kli midyan, right? That's the yog dola sheyefshal agil b'toch kli acher. So we learned yesterday that yog dola, you just boil water inside, right? So how is it going to work, a yog dola? You're not going to put a yog dola in a bigger yog dola, right? You just boil water inside. So the way we work it is what? That we wait 24 hours. But when the Torah is speaking about machshe kelim, so they're not working by waiting 24 hours, because that's a din derabbanan, the 24 hours. After 24 hours, as far as the Torah is concerned, you don't have to do anything. So the whole hechsher in the Torah is being machshe within 24 hours. So he says, how in the world are you ever going to be machshe a yor gedola, as far as the Torah is concerned? Because if you don't have shishim, so then it's going to go out, come back, right back in. Right? Heche mishtari, ha'im b'mayim shishim levata la'iser. V'ishe yachzu magila b'shniya, v'alo mayim rishonim nasum nevela. V'chozim v'osrim. V'ilo m'sharin el b'iser atzim nicha. Tein ze elom k'shein bas yomim magilan. V'lo asur tor al g'der bas yomim. So how is it ever going to work? You see, if you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, So then the pshat is that even though there's no shishim, but the water doesn't become an avela. So every time, so it gets dissipated. So if you do it a couple of times, then you're okay. So according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you could be magil, because even though you don't have shishim, but each time you could do it a couple of times, they point out, and then it'll dissipate. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the water becomes nevela, so then it never minimizes. The whole water, it becomes, once there's no shishim, so then the whole thing is a chaticha shel issur, it goes right back in, so it never gets less. So Rabbi Kivega says, you see from here that Chanan Bishari Surim is a din d'oraisa. Because if it be only a din d'rabbanan, then why are you asking a kash from Chumash on Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam is only speaking midrabbanan. So akorcha, you see that I never said over this raya from Rabbi Kivega. I neglected to say it when we did that other packet, and then I neglected, of course, to say the refutation of the Plesi. The Plesi's refutation is no, that la'olam, it's only what the rabbanon. But we know that taz hayadua. There's a famous taz. Rav David Cohen Shlita from Brooklyn wrote a sefer called Hataz Hayadua, which is the famous taz that appears a couple of times in Shulchan Aruch, that says if the Torah matzit something befeirish, then Chazal can't aser it. For example, in other words, how can you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? I thought there's an issur of musical instruments. So shouldn't they aser it? So the answer is, but the Torah says you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So by Rosh Hashanah shechal yos b'shabbos, so okay, we'll only blow it sometimes. But the Torah says it's a mitzvah shofar, so you're going to take away the mitzvah, you're going against something nefarious in the Torah. So that's what the Taz is, so it is. And whenever something is nefarious, so he says it like 3-4 times in Shulchan Aruch, this yisod. He says it also by Mila b'shabbos. We know we have Mila b'shabbos. Why don't we make a gzeira d'rabba that you might carry the knife? Because we don't paskin like Rebbe Lezer the Mila, so we hold Bachshir and Mitz. Mila is aser. So why would we're afraid that the mole is going to carry the knife on? So the Torah says, B'yom HaShmini afilu b'shabbos, so that's Chi'ilu, the Torah says it b'feirish. So that's, so therefore, what the place he says is what? That the Torah says b'feirish, there's Hechsha Kelim, by all Kelim in Stamba. So therefore, how could Chachamim then make a din d'rabbanon of Hanan b'shari surim that will make it unable to do hechsher kelim in the yorik dola? So al korcha, they couldn't have done it, and that's the kasha that Tosfos is asking on the Rabbeinu Tam. And what Rav David Cohen did in his sefer Taz Hayadua is, course of his learning throughout Shas and Poskim, whenever he saw a makor that fit in to this yisod, he jotted it down, and then he came down. He one day wrote the sefer, I think, Hataz Hayadua.
Does Rabbeinu Tam mean an apple of Hataz Hayadua?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm not convinced about that.
You know about it. It was before his time.
You know, but one year that Dr. Lamb. Dr. Lamb used to give the annual Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Shir. It was very exciting. Those days we miss. I mean, exciting days when Rav Soloveitchik gave the Shir in the Yortzeit Shir twice a year. It was very exciting. In Lamport Auditorium, the whole Lamport Auditorium was full. And then it was piped into the Beis Medrash, the old Beis Medrash, and Mor Shul. It was over. And then Rabbi Lamb, he gave his thing at the end of Adar, and then Rav Soloveitchik used to come, and Rav Lifshitz used to come, and Rav Simcha Elberg used to come, and Dr. Lamb's father used to come. It was a thing. So one year he set over from the Zeda. Dr. Lamb had a grandfather who was a Gadol b'Yisrael, Eimer Kalacha, Rav Boimel. And it's fascinating tshuvas. Rabbi Teichner showed me that there's a tshuva there to Dr. Lamb about the halachic efficacy of lie detectors. That was written to Dr. Lamb. There's another tshuva written to Mendelovich from Torah Vadas about the malachim. You know, there was these malachim. There was these guys in Torah Vadas who were like, I don't want to call it neo Hasidim, but maybe it was more than that. But there were beers and payas, and the Hanhala didn't like that. And the Shaila was, did they have a right to kick the guys out of yeshiva? So Rabbi Boimel said, yeah. He quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, that somebody asked the Kasha about one leg in the 50. He says, "Achpu mi beis medrasha." You know, you're bothering the. You know, throw him out of the. Rabbi Teichner said that the Minchas Alozer was asked the question. He said, "Maybe you should get a new menial." So that was in the Eimek Halacha. So one year, Dr. Lamb said over from the Eimek Halacha, he said that his Zayda said, because with the makor of Koach Hachamim is from Lo Sosor according to the Rambam. And that pasuk says ki poli mimcha dover. Ki poli means it's hidden. So when something is hidden, so then chachamim have a right to say what they want to say. But it's beferish. It's not ki poli mimcha dover. So then the so that's he said over from his zayda core for the concept of the Taz. I don't know if Rav David Kohut quotes that. Maybe no. You have to check the Taz Hayadua. So that's what the place he says. The place he says that so that's maybe it's no right from the Tosis. Maybe Tosis is just saying it. Okay, so that's this Tosis. Okay? So now the Shach is going to use this Tosis. So now I was mashlim the fact that I didn't say over this Raya from this. So look back in the Shach now. On page 1, third line. Halki muchim rami mashakos of a toisus. Varosh, the farish of Ben Ephraim. Dober delom rina chatich nesas zvei lak mabosu b'chol v'nicha mashes sifta torah l'ha. Oh, and by the way, in the end, Tosa says, "Vein rayed gemura mikandi chol meim delom ratorah l'hagil akelim ketanim." He says, "Okay, I mean, you could be docha the whole thing and say yinachanami." The Torah's Magil Kalim was only Kalim Tan. But the Pashas is that the Torah is giving you a way of Magil any type of any Kali. So you can say, okay, you know, Hanami, Kalim Tanim, Kalim Gedolim, you're stuck. You're stuck. I mean, Bizman Torah, the stuck means you just have to wait 24 hours and then you're good to go. But, yeah. Rashi, right? Okay, so he has said this. So says this Shach. Vehechech shir yor gedola lo ein ma'ayim shishim kenegdo perusha nicha ki lo nasu ma'ayim kulam nevelo ma'at isra nifla min yor chosav nifla betoch umagil shenis also ma'at isra batal b'shishim b'mayim ad kal nishono. Right? In other words, according to Rabbein Ephraim, you just do Hagala twice and each time it'll get dissipated because even though you don't have shishim, but it'll only go back in proportionately into the kli. But according to, if you hold nasis nevela, then the whole mayim is a shtikiser. Fim isav, so halatora lobalum. Oh, so the question is, fim isav halatora lobalum adal hagil kol chad kedine vimishum shamayim yasru ha'ika takanta de efer v'tzarachin. In other words, if you hold that this is a good thing, so then you have the takana vefer. In other words, what are you telling me? What is Rabbeinu Tam going to do? I'll tell you what Rabbeinu Tam is going to do. Rabbeinu Tam will say, put efer in the thing. You have the takana vefer. So by the fact that Tosis does not bring that as a raya, so then. Because the Shach, maybe that's indicative that this takana doesn't work. That this takana doesn't work. Oh, so the Shteitzach. that we have to take a look in the Pri Chadash and the Plesi. So says the Pri Chadash on page 12. Chosav Hashach din zel lo nimtza b'shem posik. Adra b'mash mi div posik nim shem takana lag yel kli ben yomo. Lo sheyesh b'mayim shishim neged a kli. Achim muchen namim mach chotzav atoysis pek rosh v'misa ha'ikat takam zeiv v'tzorchiyin. So he says, "Ve'ein zukusha." The below taruv is davaracher ma'ir poskim in its car. As they're talking about how do you machshir without just doing plain hagolah, because the pashtus in the Torah it's hagolah and liban. That's it. No other kunsin are required. Teid the afilu tema, and this is the kasha now of Ike. This is your kasha. Where you came over with Scott the other day, so he asked. What is the shach bothering? In other words, you want to say that Eifer is not. I mean, everyone agrees to the din of Nosin Tam of Gam, right? So this is what Ike was asking. So what's the shach's problem? So you're saying Eifer is not good enough. So we'll find you something else that is good enough. But what's he saying? Oh, the Mechaber said something that's not found anywhere. It's found everywhere. What do you mean it's not found anywhere? It's found everywhere. That's what Ike and Scott came over to me the other day. So that kasha is asked in the Pri Chadash right here. Teid the few tema sheifer enu pogim ha'ikud var machem shepogim. What do you say? So you have a problem. Maybe Eifer doesn't do the job. So we'll get something else that does do the job. The old Kvarkasafdi Piri, Pri Chodesh. The Avol Gav Shekosov Habeis Yosef B'Shem Orchas Chayim D'Mayim Amurovim Be'efer Shenira Shedinim Kishar Mashkim Shein L'smuchalov D'Shem Ein Koch HaMayim B'Mkom L'Hafli Dumi D'Ma Shekosov Aran Sheish Tziv Roti V'Ein Koch HaMayim B'Mkom L'Hafli M'Shem Hoch Bo Yovu Aposkim B'Skorim Takantar De'efer. In other words, so maybe the idea is that we said we're going to discuss is a Machlokas Aposkim where the Shar Mashkin, you can do Hagolah. And there's a sheet of the Orchas Chaim, of Rav Aaron HaKohen Milunil, who says that if you put Eifer in water, that's called Shar Mashkin. So, if you hold that Shar Mashkin, and it's not Poilate, so then maybe you understand why you don't do Shar, they didn't give that Eitzah. So maybe that's why they didn't give that Eitzah. ואני באמס בדין זה אין ביודי להכריע ואיש להחמיר זולוסי בהפסד מרובק כדאי מחר בלסמוך עליו. In other words, what he's saying is, in other words, he definitely holds that the concept is true. The only question is Afer the words, Afer is something that you can easily get. You just make a fire and at a wedding you need ashes for the chasen. So Afer is not hard to get. The only question is, the other things that are apogim might be harder to come, buy and get. In other words, the pre-chadash is saying, avada, the concept is true. The question is, whether it should apply to Afer. That should only be the only question. The concept definitely, should be true, that there's a concept of... So he says... Zulosim hefsim meru b'kadayim mechaber l'smachalav. Achachach matzasi v'sefer tzemach tzedek. So this is Tzemach Tzedek Hayoshan, right? Kochmil. I was just making a packet for mikvos, so we're looking for the Tzemach Tzedek. So it first came up on the computer the Kochmil thing. So I said, no, that's not the one. That's the other one. So, but that's the one he's talking about.
Shemich was even nichol Yashuv Horas Marvil keiched uluflog adinam chaber matir pshitus beifer davi pogim,
and he holds from the psak of the mechaber. So in this day and age, I told you, in the kashrus organizations, ammonia became the thing.
The pichas was saying not to do this with anything, or just eifer is a shaka pogam, so find something better.
Right, find something better. In other words, he's saying that he doesn't understand what the shach is. So, in other words, the shach could be, if you're arguing with the halacha and you're saying he's not making a new halacha, like that was what Ikes came over to me and said. It's not a new halacha, it's an old halacha. This is the most famous halacha in Yeridea. So the only question is whether the application is a proper application of that.
How does that go back to the Shach's question of why didn't Tosfos answer? Why didn't they bring up a different pogim in Tosfos?
Right. So the pre-chadash says because they were only talking about the pshat and chumash. The pshat and chumash is you do libun or havdalah with water or fire. It doesn't say water plus. So the pshat of pshat and chumash is it's either water alone or fire alone, not water plus ammonia, not water plus Afer, not water plus. So that's how he's saying why they didn't to answer up the Shach's question. So why didn't they? In the Chanami, you could use it, but the Torah's mashma that you could do it without this, without the additions.
How did we answer up the question about maybe the sharmashing with the acre in the water? In other words, do we answer that up? That that's not
shalashim. Right. So he's saying that there are some shittas that hold. Oh, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Should we be matter do two hagdolas like you said?
Oh, right. So that's. So he says if you hold from the Orchas Chaim, so then it's a problem. Oh, so now where did the two hagdolas come from? You take a look in the Placey, on page 13. The place here in the Chavis Das that we have to look at. Okay, says the place. Yirah li shim nosel. Ayin shach, shatom ala mechaber. Machakos of a pre-chadish l'ashiv al t'miyoso. Nochon uguf t'miyos ha-shach. Uvemes l'lenel m'yir ha-shach. Why, do you think the shach didn't know the Orchas Chaim? In other words, the Shach also knew the Orchas Chaim that if the Shar Mashkin, and there was the Frichad was saying, well, maybe they didn't say it because they're following the Shach, or maybe they're doing it, but he also knew the Orchas Chaim. So he says like this, the place. He says, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, so Tosfos had no problem how you could do, even though there's no shishim, so how are you going to do it? So you're going to have to do it, Tosfos, by being magil, as the Rishonim say, multiple times. So then each time, even though there's no shishim, but it's only going to go back into the kli proportionate with the water, and then eventually it'll just dissipate. Bashenkin, if you hold Hanan, then the whole water becomes a Cheftza Shalissa. It doesn't get minimized. So even according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, they're going to have to do multiple Hagalah to make it good. So the same thing. So he says, Avada, the Shach understood that there's Orchas Chaim. But the Shach was saying, even though it's not the Poshup Shach necessarily in Shach, but he's saying that so you could do the same thing with Rabbeinu Tam, do multiple Hagolas. What is it going to help? The first Hagolah you'll do with what? The first with the Afer, and the second one without the Afer. So the first one you'll do it to be pogim the balua, right? With Afer. One second. V'chakach you'll do a regular water. V'chakach hegilu b'mayim chamin. The balua kvar nasa pogim lo yesar mayim lios nasa nevela. And he says, and that would be the kasha. So in other words, he's saying, in other words, what's the problem? Shach is asking, if you hold like the Mechabes Chiddush, so why is Tosfos saying Rabbeinu Ephraim is good with the Chumash? Rabbeinu Tam has a problem with the Chumash, but Rabbeinu Ephraim also needs to be Magil twice. So Rabbeinu Tam will also. So he says that that's what the Shach is asking. Okay, I don't know necessarily what the Shach had, but it's an idea. Yes, shall we talk about
Why do you say the first time is a Hagolah? Well, the first time doesn't have to be real, so I'm just meaning to say that's a lot of this,
right? Yeah, okay. It means, I guess you want to get it in stark into the Kli.
So, like when these agencies, they do one ammonia and one. Water.
Right.
So do they have to wait for the ammonia to be?
Okay. Yeah. Look, they're not gonna do it kihiduro. You know, how long it's gonna take? Another for 10 minutes. You know, they're gonna do it. They're gonna do it kihiduro. So the Chavis Das has one more claim to this thing. Page 14. Ayin shach sifkon chaval shikshal divrei Tosfos shikshu hechi gilu kli midyan efshar lagil beifer. Ayin prichala shikshu dahayinu moel hagola. Al yidei loig dahayinu mayim mimefer. It doesn't work, according to the Orchas Chaim. Veinu kusha. He says that b'diavad mahani agola word beis yosef. So he says he thinks that b'diavad it does work. So that could have been the way to do it. Whereas it's a b'diavad situation because the yor gedola, it's a shas hadchak. So b'diavad dami. So like the post can say. So that could have been the eitza. To use the so that's what the Shach is saying. According to the Mechaber, you have a simple Eitza. So why he's saying is Rabbeinu Tam is against the Chumash? So the Pichadish gives his approach, and the place he gives his approach. So the place, now he's quoting the place is Teretz. Yochel Hagil Shtei Pomim Pam Rishon BeEifer LaHavkim. Again, not technically Midin Hagolah like you said, but Midin, you know, Pam Rishon BeEifer LaHavkim Atam Pam Sheni BeMaim. So he says, "Ein ze klum." Very stark. The vaday hatam sheyotza v'nivla be'efer nivgam, aval dover habalua bedofne hakli, shelo niflat al yidei hagola vaday delo nivgam me'efer shemvashkin besochot al yidin kababola ve'imelo bola klum ke'ambishol shel efer v'lo nivgam chal. In other words, you can't, It's only if something comes out from the kli, then you could assume that it's nifka. But if, but you can't assume that the that it goes into the kli. So if it's not coming out, you can't assume that it's going in. So therefore, even if you're going to put the ammonia there, it's not going to necessarily help, because you can't assume that all, you don't know how much is, in other words, l'chumra we say that it's, you know, things go in, but now you want to say it's nichnas into the kli, you want to say l'kula, that you can't say l'kula. That you can't say l'kula. Male, if you hold it like this chavis das, that you can't, that the blia inside a kli is not necessarily nifkam, so then the ammonia thing is not going to, it's not going to help. So then if you're a Chavis Das person, then you might as well just get your own set of kelim.
And is he saying this will leave it to the shach, or is he saying this according to the old position?
Yeah, he's saying, he thinks this, in other words, so he doesn't like, he's anti, he's anti-placey. He's anti-placey. So in other words, Placey wants to say, give a pshat in the shach, even though I don't know if the shach is, but he, okay, he could say it on his own, even if it's not the shach. It's a chidur. Everything the Placey says is sharp. Everything he says is sharp. Everything. But so sharp sometimes is right, and some sharp sometimes is not.
If the mind's roasted, why wouldn't it come out? If the mind's roasted, and that's how Haggadah goes in general, if the mind's roasted, the palm's going to come out.
Not if it's Shar Mashkin. Maybe only by water.
Why is he saying?
So he doesn't like this notion of the pogim inside the kli. Okay. Okay, now, so let's go now and see who are these Rishonim, discuss whether you can be Magil B'Sh. So that's why this Eifra Pogim now brings, you see, that's why it's good that we did the Hechsher Kalim in the middle of this whole thing, because it had to do with the Nat Bar Nat, and now it has to do with Eifra Pogim. So that's a perfect place to put the Hechsher Kalim in. Okay, so what's up there here? So there is a Gemara in Chulin on page 6. So the Gemara speaks about Tidmar Kazai's Basar Shanafal Otach Yorish Al Cholof. Amar Rav, Basar Osu V'Cholav Mutter. Okay, so like the meatball gets Osu, and the Cholav is Mutter. Visa Kedachter Efshel Sochto Osu Cholav Mutter, Cholav Nevein Lehu. Okay, so the Gemara has a whole pill, but in the end the Gemara says Hachab Mayaskinan Kishanofal Toch Yoram Rosachas. The Mivla Bola Mifla Lopolot. So you have a statement here in the Gemara that says that if you have a Yoram Rosachas, it's not poilit. It's not poilit. So what does this mean? So the Ramban on page 8 means, what do you mean it's not polish? Isn't that what Hagola does? So the Ramban says, yeah, no, that means by milk, it's Sikha by milk is not polish. That's what he says in the second hour. Lidnira Shakol Mifa Fimashahu. He says, hey, but mine with wine before. He says, Od Batoras Hagola Nilbad. What do you mean the Gemara says that it's not polite today rosachs? Have we been maim roschim agilim? What else do we do with maim roschim? So he says, you're right. But what the Gemara is saying is by milk, Rosayach, that's what the Gemara is talking about, milk. A kideir of you know, a vat of milk. But in the Hanami, by other things, but my Rosayach maflitim, vein mavlim. So that's the Ramban. So, for Shteitzach, according to the Ramban, you wouldn't be magil with milk. Right? Say you didn't have water, you want to be magil with milk. So the Ramban says, no, you can't be magil with milk, because that's what the Gemara says. That roschim, and roschim, the Ramban says, is that roschim of milk, roschim of water, that's Hagolah. So look into Tshuvas HaRashba. So this is an interesting Tshuvas HaRashba. Ay, the Tshuvas HaRashba. So he says, Mash akotav mar b'yesh omrim she'ein magilim ela b'mai v'lo b'shar mashkin. Umehi, the mind will be mozu. That is a Torah's Kohanim. It says when you magil the kalim, you use mayim and not the diluted wine. Kena ya omer lano harambanzal. So that's what the Rashba was, a Talmud of the Ramban. So he says, our Rebbe, the Ramban, this is what he taught us, that you can't use other things. You can't use wine, you can't use water. Vehu haya sover shechich. So he brought that same raya from the Torah's Kohanim. Oni omer lanu shashar mashkin mavlim v'lo maflitin, v'mayim maflitin v'lo mavlim. V'keina ya omer lanu d'muto l'agil afil kli ben yomo, afal pi shem b'mayim shishin regal kliya. So he says, our Rebbe said, the Ramban, that milk is mavliya v'no maflit, and water is maflit v'lo mavliya. That's what the Ramban told him. So therefore, the Ramban said, you have no problem with doing shishim. If you don't have shishim, you don't have to wait 24 hours, because it'll maflit into the water, but it's not going to be mavliya back. A new idea. Then he says, "V'yaldus hoisabi." Yaldus means I had youthful chutzpah. Yeah, yaldus hoisabi ve'azdi panai. So the yaldus, the youthful chutzpah, the dati in front of zoysa zatshu bossi, nikina marti, bossin the veilish and nofel otoch yorosachas, imaim veim avaim shishim lo teyaser. In other words, if you have bossin the veila that fell into a pot with water, but there's no shishim. Mm-hmm. Right, so it shouldn't. The kafshin abravol teyasa. Because it shouldn't ask anything, because it can't be mavlit, it can be maflit, but it can't go into anything else. So it's not going to ask the kli. Pasha says you cook a treif piece of meat with water, now the kli is treif. So you're telling me that it's maflit, it's not mavliya. So that if you put a fork in, what, you don't have to kasher it? Heshev harav ashumim ba'atzmo hu shenivla me'atzmo. In other words, it goes into the water, so the water, and then the shuman is not a din of being maflid, it just goes in. The water just goes in to the pot or the fork. The shuman. And Martin Kane Maho Alta Shafsha Tamagil Kli Ben Yomo Kinech Hadabola Platus Atzmo. So you say the same thing. Okay, it'll just go back in. He's saying, well, it's not maflit, but you're saying it doesn't need to be maflit. It just goes in itself. So then what do you accomplish? So he gave the Ramban a run for his money. Okay. And we were together, Rabbi Tuchman and I, with the Spinker Rebbe the other day. So the Spinker Rebbe told us he learned in Tells by Rav Gifter. So he said that there's a famous Gemara that talks about Rav Preda. That Rav Preda, he had it 400 times until he got it. So Pashupra people think that the Rebbe said that Rav Preda, you know, wasn't so smart. So he had so Rav Gifter said no. Rav Preda was very smart. The Talmud that Rav Preda was teaching, I mean, as Rabbi Tuchman said. But every time that Rav Preda would explain to the Talmud, he would ask Akasha, you know, until they got it. It took 400 back and forth until they straightened everything out. That's how the Speaker Rebbe said he heard from when he was learning in Tells by Rav Gifter. Said over that. So same thing over here. Back. Gamal Shar Mashkim Amati Shem Maflit in Al Kochenu. Okay, so Bekitzer, we don't really paskel like this. So, but Lemaisa, maybe we do hold like this concept that it's. So, let's see how it's brought down in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef on page 5 says, "Kosav Arashma B'tshuva Shramban Hayomer She'im Agilim Elu B'Mayim." Okay, in other words, the other parts of the Ramban, you know, Maflit, that's already. But the part that it's not Maflit. That, you know, unless it's water, so that's the Ramban Shita. So therefore, you don't do Hagala only with water. Lo b'shar mashkin. But who's al cholik alav? So it's Ramban because of Ramban sof perik kol abos. Because of Baruch Haschaim, she calls it lechatchila, but b'dievet mutter. Right? So b'dievet is mutter, and that's what we saw. One of the mefarshim that you know could have worked. That's what the Prechadu says, and then he says, and so that's the Orchus Chaim that we've been pilpiling about. And if you look. The halacha in Hilchas Pesach on page 11. Ein magilim mechamit tferi. I feel you. And the Ramah says ein magilim b'shum mashke rak b'mayim. Mi b'dievet mehani agol b'chol mashke. Ein magilim harbekam b'yoraj roplius. So he says the chatchili should only use water. B'dievet. So mahani hagol b'chol mashke. So the question is, you know, these kashrus organizations, you know, so the ones that only do it one time are holding that they have a shas hadchak, whatever. So they use it. Either they're holding that maybe Rav Bani said that's still considered. Maybe Rav Bani said this, that's still considered water, not like the Orchas Chaim's thing that. That Afer in water is still water, or they're saying that it's a shas hadchak, so the you know they're not able to. It'll take time to go ahead and do it twice. So that's the this discussion of the Shaar Mashkim and the discussion of this is all tied in together.
Earlier, there had been a parrot, so we had also helped. They could be magical.
Say what?
They could do basically the implied Guru Hagala and that.
Yes. Good. And then the Chacham Tzvi on page 15 also discusses. It didn't mind change my mafer, Yimikru, Tam Lufgam. And he discusses the Shach. And he asks, is Ike your question again? On the bottom, on the left. Kamashakos of a Shach, Dinzel Onumso, Bishum Posek, Eno Klum, Matsoch Lakoso, Kvarmur, Bukvar of Holoposkin. It's everywhere. So he's a big believer in the then you have here in the Yalkut Meforshim on page 16 because of the Shailas Yavitz, that's the of Yaakov Emden. She wrote to Lassus Isum Bushbach Pogum de Yuval Arva Beheter, Gamkin Umchlau, Kim Vadlisir Hatchila. So that's another question. In other words, Aim Vadlisir Hatchila to make something Pogum, is that a violation of Aim Vadlisir Hatchila? So the Shailas Yavitz says that that is. So Mamela. Kasha of the Shach goes away because you don't do that with Hatchila. But the question is, if you hold that the Eim Vav Lenisla Hatchila is only a Din Derabanan, and this is a Din Deraisa, so then, of course, it doesn't exist yet. Very close to it. And then he says, then he says, no, maybe not. The Nira Hainu Dafkel Inyan Bittel. This is the Yad Ephraim speaking here. Hainu Dafkel Inyan Bittel. Shatama Isser Batsvusu Adayin Vashifkov. Lo Bokhi Isser Mimeni. Maybe Inyan Vadal Inyan Chachil is a Din and Bittel. Because the Isser is still there. It's just Bottom. So they shouldn't do that in Chachil. But if you make something Pogum, Pokhi Isurei, that's something different. Chainir Meir Postkub Shubri Isi Bishut. Chacham Tzvi, Shekosov L'Hedi L'Vashal Dover Pogim L'Mikri V'Vatel Isser. So he says, Chacham Tzvi says, so Samachdim Lezi Obeno Hagom Yavetz Eich Chosov Kei Miachat Shekvar Hore Zokei Noviv Hagom Zali Hippuch. Okay, it's not a kasha.
Let's say that there's that let's see what do Hagom and Chish and the regular
Hagom. Right. Right, because you're not interested. Right.
This is not Goris, what it says in the
Rishon. Right. Rans. Right. Rans, so it is.
How did he understand everything in Magal and Shish? That's for sure
difficult.
Forget
that. Right. I have definitely been to the Shatam. So he's saying that when you want to use the. Unless he's talking about when you want to use the thing, when you want to get hung off from the. But he's saying, okay, have to think about that. Okay, that's the tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek is right here, where he talks about Horesi Loch Lemaisa, page 17. Echos in Boris, he's violent matter that they would make soap and Osim Efer Shal Gabakira. And they would Afer's pogame. And he discusses whether you can use that b'chatchila, and so that's that discussion. Okay, so that's the the Yamshel Shlomo has that the Mariel putting chaticha shel boris also michelev l'toch hakarav, all different types of things. Okay, but these are the basic yesodos that there's very little gei lemaisa in this whole discussion about. Okay, so Bez Hashem.